Good morning. How are you feeling today? I hope you enjoyed yesterday's episode and it gave you a little bit of hope for the very imminent future next week, where you'll be feeling a lot better. In today's episode, I'm going to talk a little bit about ghosting because I know it's a very, very common thing. It seems to happen more and more now. And if you have been ghosted, it can feel very painful. I understand it. You question everything and there's no real closure. There's no true understanding of what has happened. And what I want you to know today is that if this has happened to you, know that it's not you. It's not about you. If this person has done this to you, it's something to do with them. It's their issue, and their actions say a lot about who they are. I know it's very, very easy to start blaming yourself and wondering why someone can treat you this way and what you could possibly have done to have someone want to do that. And what I want to say to you today is that it's not about you. You could be the most amazing person in the world and someone can still ghost you and be so disrespectful and hurt you. But it's not because of who you are, it's because of who they are. What I want you to know today is that if someone can do this to you, then that person themselves has a lot of work to do. They do not have respect for you, probably because they do not respect themselves, and they are fearful, and because they are fearful, they react in a way that is selfish. And they do not consider anyone else. But that shouldn't be what gets you down today. You shouldn't let that make you question yourself and make you wonder what you could have done, because you couldn't have done anything. If someone decides to ghost you and they decide to hurt you in that way, that's because of who they are. You need to remember that. You are worthy. It's their actions that will reflect on them, okay? Their actions aren't a reflection on who you are. They've decided to do this because they've decided to be that person. They've decided to be selfish or cowardly or fearful, whatever reason it is. And most of the time people ghost because they're too afraid to face the reality and face the circumstances head on. And the thing that you need to ask yourself is, do you even want to be with someone that can be so cowardly, that can be so hurtful? Because if you're sitting there saying to yourself, I would never ghost anyone, I would at least give them an explanation and, you know, give them that closure, then know that you're a good person and you're considerate. Not everyone is like that, and that's okay. And if someone has ghosted you, then just know that they're just not as good a person as you. Doesn't mean that you need to stoop to their level, and it doesn't mean that you need to start to think that you're not good enough, because it's not true. Remember that. You are enough. Don't let the fact that someone else has decided to be cruel make you think any less of yourself, because it's not about you. If anything, you should be thinking a lot less about them. So that is the message for today. If you've been ghosted, know that that's on them, not you. Chin up, my lovelies. I hope you have a great day.